بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي صفوان عبد الله بن بسر الاسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير الناس من طال عمره وحسن عمله. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن. The narrator of this hadith is a Sahabi who is known as Abu Safwan Abdullah bin Busr al-Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is amongst those Sahaba ulama mentioned, mimman salla qiblatain, that is, his acceptance to Islam was prior to the changing of the direction of the Qibla. We find that the Qibla initially was towards Baytul Muqaddas, and it was the tamanna dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the Qibla to be changed towards Ka'batullah. This occurred in the early days in Madinah Munawwara. So among Sahaba-i-Kiram, we find this referring to the time when they accepted Islam. In the books of history of the lives of Sahaba-i-Kiram, the certain Sahaba, mimman salla qiblatain, that is, they read salah to both Qiblas. In other words, he was amongst those Sahaba who accepted Islam in the early stages. He was also recipient of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hand on the head of the Sahabi and he made dua for him. At that time he was a youngster. And the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, he said, Ya'ishu hadha al-ghulam qarnan, that this youngster will live. And in the hadith, the word comes qarn. One explanation of this is given. It refers to a time period of 100 years. That the Sahabi will live to 100. This youngster will live till the age of 100. This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the Sahabi. And it is mentioned that he passed away at the age of 100. He passed away in the 88th year of Hijrah. He was the last of the Sahaba-i-Kiram to pass away in Syria, in Homs. 50 ahadith are narrated from him. And from the ahadith that are narrated from him, one of these ahadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and one in Muslim Sharif. This particular hadith, Imam Nawawi rahimullah has included it in the chapter which we began discussion of some time back, Babul Mujahada, that is, to exert oneself. To exert oneself in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He narrates and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khairun nas man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. That the best of people is a person who lives a long life. He lives a long life and he does good deeds. In other words, the life is spent in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience. One commodity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is perhaps the most precious commodity. And it is also a commodity which, unfortunately, many of us fail to realize the value of. We understand that there is value to gold, to silver, to material assets. However, we find that material assets are such that they come and go. You lose some wealth, it is possible to replace it. However, this commodity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, which is so precious and so valuable that there is no replacement value that you can place on it. And the commodity I am referring to is time. This life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this is something unfortunately majority of us are very, very negligent with regards to. That is the correct utilization of our time. Many of us, we waste time. And we waste time in such a manner as if it is something you can replace. Many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to those people, we find in ahadith also, those people whose lives were not spent correctly, who didn't utilize their time correctly. Allah Ta'ala says a time will come in akhirat, the question will be put to them. One place Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, kam labithtum fil ardi adada sinin, the question will be asked, that how long did you live in this world? How long was this life? The response at that time, when the reality of akhirat will dawn, then the person will realize how valuable this time was. So what will he say? Labithna yawman o ba'da yawm. Ya Allah, this life was like one day or a portion of one day. Now imagine if you are told you've only got one day or a portion of one day. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. That when the reality of akhirat will dawn, When the reality of the never-ending life of Akhirat will dawn, the life in this world will appear like one morning or one evening. Now if you've got one morning or one evening, one day or a portion of one day, how will that time be spent? Is it possible that you can waste it? Is it possible that you can spend it in frivolous activities? We've just come out of what we refer to as a holiday period, where people say we have to chill, we have to relax, it's vacation. I remember in 95 when our Jamaat went to Jordan, we were in Gharbul Amman, that is Western Amman, the capital where the Markaz is. One of the Zimadar brothers, when he met the Jamaat for the first time, first thing he told us, when he sat with the Jamaat, he said, get this concept or idea out of your mind that a Muslim can afford to have a holiday. He says there's no such thing as vacation period for a Muslim. When it comes to tabligh also, some of us, mashallah, we give time in the path of Allah, but we give time intermittently. Ramadan time, we apply ourselves, exert ourselves in amal. After Ramadan, take it easy. Sometimes you go for 40 days, spend the time correctly, then we take it easy. We feel that every time we exert ourselves a little bit in deen, we have to step back. He says, in the life of a mu'min, it's not like that. That you put your foot on the accelerator, then you relax. Then you put a foot on the accelerator, and then you relax. Every moment is precious. Every moment is valuable. We don't know when our mort is going to come. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your actions will be judged according to your ending. As you spend this life, your mort will be like that. And likewise will be your hashar. If you look in the lives of the Salaf al-Salihin, that is our pious predecessors, one glaring aspect comes across. Any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it was Sahaba ikram, whether it was generation after them, if we analyze and we look at their lives, one very clear message comes across is that they utilized their time correctly. They understood the value of time. They didn't waste the time. They used their time in such a manner that they left behind such a legacy that one wonders in such a short lifespan, how was this person able to achieve so much? Mu'azah Adawiyah, one example. Mu'azah Adawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was a pious woman. She was from amongst the Tabi'een. She was also the student of our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her husband's name was Sila bin Ashyam, also a pious person. Husband and son became shaheed in the path of Allah ta'ala on one day. Same day, husband and son both lost. Both lives were given in the path of Allah. The women of the locality came to commiserate with her. When they knocked on the door, she opened the door and she said to them, إِن كُنْتُنَّ جِئْتُنَّ لِتُهَنِّ أَنِّي بِمَا أَكْرَمَنِ اللَّهُ بِي فَذَاكُ وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ جِئْتُنَّ لِغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ فَرْجِعْنِ. She says, if you women have come to congratulate me that Allah has accepted my son and my husband in his path, then enter my home. If you people have come with any other purpose to lament and show your grief and sorrow, then please return, because I have no need for something like that. But the point, the utilization of time, the value, the understanding of how precious time was. It is said from the time her husband passed away, she lived for 20 years. Ulama saying that 20 years, her back did not touch the bed at night. Her back did not touch the bed at night. Every night was spent on the musalla. When the time, when she used to feel sleepy, when she was not able to resist the temptation to fall asleep, she would remonstrate. She would remonstrate and scold herself. She would say, Mu'aza, ajibtu li'aynin tanam, wa hiya arafat tul al-riqad fi dhulam al-qubur. She should address her eyes and she should say, what's wrong with you? How can you afford to sleep? How can you afford to sleep? How can you afford to relax? Don't you know what a long sleep you will have in the qabr? Thousands of years you'll be able to sleep there. Why do you want to sleep now? Eventually sleep would overpower her and she would fall asleep on the musalla. Life was spent like that, so look at the maut Allah gave her. 20 years she spent like this. Allah had given her the ecstasy of his ibadat, of his worship. It is said when the time came for her to leave this world, the day when she was going to pass away, she was sitting on a musalla, she looked at the front porch and she started smiling. Then she started crying. So her maidservant asked her, then Mu'aza, what happened? She says, why did you smile? She says, I saw Sila, my husband, in my front porch. He was dressed in green robes. There was a Nurani makhluk with him, the like of which I've never seen. He looked at me and he told me that, Mu'aza, the iftar of your roza of today will be with us. So she said, this umid, this hope came in my heart that perhaps Allah has made my maghfirat. This is why I smile. Then the maidservant said, why did you cry? Why did you cry? She said, I realized that the maza and the ecstasy of salah will be lost forever to me. The ecstasy of fasting will be lost forever to me. The ecstasy of tilawat of Quran will be lost forever to me. Because I leave this world, that opportunity will no longer be there. I cried over that loss. So the life was spent like that. This is the type of maut Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. And we find that the lives of the Salaf Salihin are replete with such incidents. Most importantly, was they understood the value of time. How long we are going to live is not in our control. That is in Allah's control. But how that time is spent, how that time is utilized, that is within our control. That is the choice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.